The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 17 April 2015. You know, I had just watched a video and it was sent over to me. What's the deal with this? All right. I can hear some noise in my ear. Yeah. It's not good. Before we unplug anything here, you're going to unplug me right now? All right, that's not going to do it. Can you switch over the mic into another pot? Now, try it one more time for me, would you? Yeah, still there. All right, well, we'll search this out. Forgive the little static there. At any rate, remember Jim Cavanaugh? Jim Cavanaugh was out at Ruby Ridge. Jim Cavanaugh was down at Waco. And it was rather fascinating. He made a video for Southern Poverty Law, and this video went out to law enforcement around the country. And in it, he's talking about the sovereign citizens. This is how long ago they were doing this. They were doing this better than 3 years ago. Hence you saw Homeland Security came out and said, well, the greatest threat to law enforcement in this country, number one threat. No, it's not ISIS. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's the sovereign citizen. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, ah, really? And they give examples of the bumper stickers that they use. And now you can start to understand why you're seeing routine traffic stops. And there's two or three cars that'll pull up. And we're not talking about, you know, guys that bench press 500 pounds. We're talking little old ladies. Doesn't matter. Show of force. I'm going to have that video posted. And you need to watch it. Because you need to know what law enforcement is being pumped full of. Just absolute crap. You know, they came out and made the statement, the FBI made the statement to law enforcement in this country, these sovereign citizens would much rather just gun you down to talk than to talk to you. Now, if you're an average beat cop in any town USA and you're having the FBI, oh, God, the FBI, you know, who? Let's pay attention. You know, they're the nation's top law enforcement. And they're pumping this crap out to them. This is always in the mind of the street patrol guy out there. So, Just take a look at it. We'll have it posted a little bit later up on republicbroadcasting.org. I mean, it's disgusting is what it is. Also, this is almost beyond the pale of weird. But it happens to be true. Going to Disney World this summer? Don't laugh excessively with widely open, staring eyes, because those behavior indicators could identify you as a potential terrorist. Packing a Mickey Mouse costume, wearing a disguise, is another indicator. Yeah, the Transportation Security Administration's embattled $900 million behavioral detection program called Screening of Passengers by Observation Techniques, or SPOT, as they like to say. The TSA has trained teams from SeaWorld, Disney World, Busch Gardens to use the same checklist of behavior indicators, which includes wearing a disguise, whistling, exaggerated yawning, or excessive laughter. Oh God, don't dare laugh at SeaWorld. According to interviews and documents obtained by The Intercept, in March, The Intercept published the now widely ridiculed 92-item checklist of behavior indicators used by TSA behavioral detection officers at airports around the country. The SPOT program, now referred to by TSA as the Behavior Detection Analysis Program, has been the subject of several audits and reviews by oversight agencies and congressional committees, which have criticized the program's methodology and scientific basis. Yeah, but they sure as hell did spend the $900 million, didn't they? The Intercept also reported earlier this month that indicators were primarily targeting undocumented immigrants rather than terrorists. On July 22nd of 2009, TSA trained about 400 members of law enforcement from Central Florida, including SeaWorld's director and assistant director of security and representatives from Disney World and Busch Gardens, in the same checklist used by the SPOT program. They have plainclothes people at SeaWorld and Disney doing the same behavioral detection, looking for the same indicators we look for at the airport. SeaWorld and Greater Orlando Airport Authority, or the GOAA, which manages Orlando International Airport, have long had close relations because many of the people flying into the airport are heading to the parks, which are also potential targets of terrorist attacks. Yeah. Yeah, let's go blow up some kid watching some dolphin jumping out of the water. A certificate of completion dated July 22nd, 2009, featuring TSA and Department of Homeland Security seals, thanks participants for their completion of the TSA 8-hour behavioral recognition for law enforcement training, which was certified through Valencia Community College. A representative for SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, which are owned by the same company, by the way, declined to comment. TSA, in response to The Intercept's query, provided the following statement. The Behavior Detection and Analysis Program is designed to detect individuals who exhibit anomalous behaviors, indicating they fear discovery and may pose a risk to aviation security. The program was created by TSA using behavior analysis techniques that have been successfully employed by law enforcement and security personnel both in the U.S. and internationally. No single behavior alone will cause a traveler to be referred to additional screening or result in a call to a law enforcement officer. Disney World, by the way, did not respond to requests for comment. Now, this is how strange this is getting. You know, in their ever-increasing desire to keep everybody on a fear level, this is the stuff that they're doing. I mean, it is beyond the pale. In my estimation, these people have lost their minds. But you know what? It doesn't really matter, because it's not their money they're spending. It's not their own people that they're harassing. No, doesn't matter. It does not matter. There's another story going around out there, and I think this is total crap. And I'm referring to ISIS just across the border in Mexico. And this is by Bob Unruh, and this is on WorldNet Daily. And I believe WorldNet Daily has lost all credibility. Joseph Farah started out cutting-edge news, and then it started to drift. And drift it did. I'll get to this article as well in this hour. I mean, it's just getting weirder and weirder. I mean, these people just, they just never stop. Building the fear, building the fear, building the fear. ISIS, oh my God. Well then, if we got ISIS across the border, why is the TSA telling people that Al-Qaeda is the second biggest threat right behind the sovereign citizens in this country? Why? Isn't ISIS isn't that the new threat? That these bunch of radical people in the Middle East, oh, they're banding together and they're just starting to destroy everything. I saw the news today. Oh, they're picking out Christian tombstones and they're hacking them to pieces. And look what has happened here. Who do you think is sitting in the background? Creating tensions between Muslims and Christians to begin with. Who would benefit out of this? Yeah, that's your first guess, and you were right. Divide and conquer. Chaos. Doubt. Fear. You know, we can have a world without war, folks. It's going to be some very simple, but not so simple to accomplish. But there's some very simple things that need to take place in the future. You know, the common man in France or Germany or over in Lebanon right now, or pick a country, is not sitting there saying, you know, I really don't like those people over there. I think I want to kill them. Governments start wars. Governments start wars. They leave people like ourselves to fight the battles that they start. And I think it's become abundantly clear. A lot of good research has gone on in the last couple of decades. The who, what, where's, and why's, and how things started, and why they escalated, and why so many people were turned into human confetti, and why was so much money spent. All the chaos and the bloodshed and the destruction. Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you hook that microphone to another boom in here? No, because this is driving me nuts. Well, you know what? Just play some music. I'll do it myself. Much better. Thank you. It was driving me nuts. I couldn't even concentrate. And my apologies to the listeners for the break here. And Dan, my apologies for getting upset here. It's just that a lot of stuff on my mind here. A lot of stuff. Man, we're just coming up on break. What's that? 1 minute. All right. So at any rate, you know, I mean, the fear factor is beyond the pale. And, you know, I'm almost reluctant to talk about this helm exercise, this jade helm. But I've been talking to, and I mean a ton of people, in the last couple of days. And they're seeing the same thing I am, and they have the same thoughts. And the people I've been talking to, these are friends that I've known for quite a number of years, and they haven't heard me recently talking about this on air. And they haven't been listening to any other radio programming. They've just been sitting back quietly, just doing a little bit of reading and a little bit of surfing and just, you know, paying attention. And it is getting to the point that just about everybody's belief is this economy is going down this September. And this jade helm is nothing but pre-positioning of forces getting ready for the collapse. All right, we'll take the break here. I'll compose myself, and we'll be back in three.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
And the propaganda just keeps running. I was kind of mildly amused at the same time disappointed This is reported on Haaretz. FBI director, U.S. Holocaust Museum program mandatory for new agents. Now, you can't make this stuff up. James Connolly calls Holocaust most significant event in history, says new agents must attend Law Enforcement and Society. That's the name of the course, Law Enforcement and Society, Lessons of the Holocaust Program. James Comey, FBI director, called the Holocaust the most significant event in history and said that's why the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum program on its lessons is mandatory for new agents. Speaking Wednesday at the museum's National Tribute Dinner in Washington, Comey made a point of noting that the new special agents and intelligence analysts must attend the Law Enforcement and Society Lessons of the Holocaust program. It is, of course, significant because it was the most horrific display in the world of inhumanity. Comey told his 1,000 donors, dignitaries, and survivors at the dinner. But I believe it was also the most horrific display in world history of our humanity, of our capacity for evil and for moral surrender. Now let me just stop and digress for just a second here. Number one, the hoax is just that. It's propaganda. It is outright propaganda. And to ignore the 50 million plus that was put to death in Russia. Some say the amount is maybe 10 times higher than the holohoaxers out there. I mean, how does 60 million dead Russians compared to 6 million? And I'm just throwing out the figures just to play devil's advocate in comparison purposes. How does 60 million people dying at the hands of the Bolsheviks in Russia compare to the 6 million supposedly killed by Adolf Hitler? How can it be the world's, and let me get this straight, let me get the quote straight, but I believe it was the most horrific display in world history of our humanity, of our capacity for evil and moral surrender. Well, excuse me, Mr. Comey. I just gave you something 10 times worse than what you're saying that you believe in. And I don't see you teaching any classes on that. I don't see you teaching any classes how the U.S. was responsible for flipping China to a communist nation. I don't see you talking about that. But I guess if communism is inside our own borders and we've got a boogeyman over here, remember, we got ISIS. Look at ISIS. Look at ISIS. It's a threat. It's a threat. Yeah. And playing devil's advocate just one more time. Please give me a little attitude here. If ISIS was a legitimate response to what we have done in the Middle East, then when are you going to take responsibility for that? I'm just making an observation. Comey went on to say, he said, good people help to murder millions, and that's the most frightening lesson of all. That is why I send our agents and our analysts to the museum. I want them to share... I want them to stare at us and realize our capacity for rationalization and moral surrender. Okay. What about the forays in the Middle East fighting Israel's wars by proxy, that meaning us? How many more hundreds of thousands of dead Middle Easterners do you want? Have you not looked at Israel that went over there and just, oh, well, we just want our own little country, our own little country here, and then expand it out to take all of Palestine away from the Palestinians? What do you call that? Do you call that evil or moral surrender? Can you look inside your own country, Mr. Comey? Can you look inside your own country and see what the bankster gangsters have wreaked inside this country? And I've noticed that you've not gone out there and charged anybody for theft or embezzlement or anything else. Is that not evil and moral surrender? I would just like to know. You know, and if these bad boys of the Federal Bureau of Investigation were so sure in their positions and their information, don't you think that they would take up an opportunity to come on a network such as this and to do an interview? Ain't never going to happen. And there's a good reason. They keep lying to the people that will believe their lies. They won't talk to the people that don't believe their lies. Be too uncomfortable. They have to work too hard to get their paycheck.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Eddie in Ohio. Hello, Eddie. Oh, sorry. Francis in Ohio. Oh, Francis in North Carolina.
Okay, I think you just struck gold.
Okay.
How you doing?
It's been a long week. What's up?
I can empathize. And yeah. A good weekend to you all, for that matter. You know something? I got two quick points for you, depending on how long we take with them. But you know what? You're never, ever going to get anybody from any of those alphabet soups groups or agencies to come on the show and actually level with the people. You know why?
Yeah, because they'd have to end up probably lying, and they don't want to do that.
Well, that's part of it, but that's not the whole enchilada. Okay, the reason why it's never going to happen besides that is that you could not pay them enough. They go for the highest bidder. You're talking about money, money, money. If you haven't got the dish out, they're not going to mess with you. Unless they want to take and frame you somehow or another, that's a different story. But other than that, forget it. They're not going to mess with you. So, now, as for the aspect regarding the difference between 60 million people in Russia being murdered compared to 6 million or 6,000 or however many was Jewish people that were murdered or whatever the case was, probably the reason why most people are not going to address that to the point that, as you said, it was a fiasco. This is probably going to offend a lot of people, but quite frankly, just from an outside observation, it actually makes sense to me. That would be considered sacrilege. It's like a guilt trip. To say something against it is like you have no faith, you have no respect at all for the Jewish people. Horse manure. If there was any respect at all, they would be dishing it out to other people around them. Period. So whenever I hear people talk about, oh, the Holocaust was this and they suffered that and so forth and so on, it's like, you know what? When they start treating other people with respect, maybe they'll get treated with respect. You know?
Well, here's a question for you, Francis.
Uh-oh.
How do you treat people with respect when you're from an agency that's not only not constitutional, but they're carrying out administrative law and they're carrying out the dictates of whatever they cook up in their head as to being a threat to this country? And it should make people very, very nervous when the FBI is now under the umbrella of Homeland Security. And these people have come out and basically declared anybody that's ever been involved in a militia, and the unorganized militia is as legal as the day is long in the summer solstice, okay? And they come out and say the sovereign citizen, and there's been some whack jobs out there that have. And I remember the Montana Freeman, as things decayed and people were putting liens on things and buying houses and cars and everything else. But when you take that tiny portion, that tiny element out of the freedom, out of the entire freedom movement in this country, and demonize and put it into the category of the right wing. You know, that's political speak. The right wing in this country is what is used to be considered the constitutional or conservative people. Now the right wing is a bad word because they're associated with Al-Qaeda, or they're associated with a militia that want to destroy the government, or they're associated with the sovereign citizen movement. They'd much rather just kill a cop than have a conversation with them.
But you know something, John, that's part of the problem. What it comes down to is throwing labels around regardless of who it is, to no avail, just to stir up who knows what. So quite frankly, the parties that are in those agencies that are absorbing this agency or that agency, such as FBI and the alphabet soup agencies, in with Fatherland Security, dare I say, they're going to use labels against people for their own benefit,
well, sure.
Period. Mm-hmm. Until people kick them out, head over teacups, as it were, it's going to continue. But the problem with that is that people are so comfortable in their own little zone or whatever, that they're not going to mess with that because they might be viewed this way or that way or whatever way and ostracized because of their own action and, and basically kicking their tail out, let alone locked up because they got to get security up on the D.C. Capitol, arrest them and haul them off to no-name land or whatever. So I'm not surprised at all. It's very smartly done and everything. So as a result, the everyday person is like, I'm not going to get tangled up with all that mess. Are you kidding? So, but the problem is, the everyday person that, does, that thinks that, you know what? You're living in your comfortable home or semi-comfortable. You have a roof over your head. You're paying the bills. But you know something? The world around you is going to crap.
Yeah.
So until you actually get up off your tush and actually do something and talk to people and find out what's going on and actually get some action on, basically walk your walk instead of just talking your talk for a bloody change.
All righty. Francis, anything else?
Just have a great weekend. Don't have too much fun. A big shout out to Renee.
All righty. Thanks for your call. Yeah, their paycheck, is it just their paycheck? Do they really have an allegiance to this republic? Do they? I would prefer that they just declare themselves to be mercenaries being hired by the private corporation. It's not public. Corporations aren't public. Except for the sale of stock, maybe. And I just prefer to come out and they call themselves what they are. Water rights on the ropes, the last round for free Montanans versus the federal government. This is a Rush article submitted at the 11th hour of the battle. Montanans are fighting to keep their water rights intact. The average citizen is trying to defend against the onslaughts of Agenda 21-funded, oligarch-driven EPA and the federal government. The battle is almost over, and it doesn't look good about 1 minute to midnight. The battle is Montana's Alamo of water rights, and it's very important for all of us. A loss of Montanans and a win for the federal government will set a nationwide precedent. If the federal government and its lackeys win, the iron bell of tyranny will ring in this country, and those reverberations will be felt throughout the U.S. The feds have established, through state legislation, an EPA measure as a means that can be turned around and employed nationally. Taking the communist social justice platform and using Native Americans as tools in the downtrodden and protected class role, the feds will inculcate a foothold into private property rights. With a win, the federal government will have a new technique to leverage citizens away from their individual and family private property rights. Let me stop here for a second. Remember, years ago in Michigan, they were the first ones with the brand new protected, let me see if I can remember the exact term, the wetlands, yes. They came up with a new category for wetlands in Michigan, and that is standing water that stands for more than so many hours, and they buffered that out. I forget how far it was. Big buffer area. Now, we're not talking about a lake or stream or anything else. We're just talking about standing water from snowmelt or rainfall, and they beat the crap out of the city councils up there in the counties that wanted to institute this. They had their little operatives sitting on these county councils up there. And the good people of Michigan just tore them a new one. Now, that was many years ago. I was still up in Michigan where they were doing this stuff. Continuing with this, if the federal government, its lackeys, win, as I said, the iron bell of tyranny will ring. FedGov moves to seize water rights from 100,000 Montanans, all surface water and wells. I recommend that you read it for the background history on the Hellgate Treaty and similar actions being taken in other states by the feds. SB 262 is the bill that will, if passed, ratify the Confederate Salish and Kutang, I guess this is the Kutan Tribe Water Compact. There was a piece penned by Montana House Majority Leader Keith Reger on the 11th of this month that explained the main concern. He said many Montanans will lose access to private property, and that access will be given to the tribal members who already have access, their heirs and their assigns, as he called it. Guess who these assigns are? They are private companies, outdoor groups, Sierra Club, for example, and tour companies. They are the federal government, the U.S. Forest Service, and Montana Fish and Game. These latter two, by the way, have supported this CSKT Water Compact, and throughout the compact, these two groups wrote language into it that exempt themselves from future legal conflicts. If this bill passes, the Unitary Management Ordinance will be created. This is a water court made up of a group of members and tribes and others to serve as water court of the reservation. Now, the federal government in this is named as the owner of all water defined in the compact, and that is stipulated in writing. They own the water. As of this writing, these are procedural hurdles that are going to be voted upon, and the bill is just one step away from being signed by Governor Steve Bullock, the same governor that just vetoed a bill that prevented Montana sheriffs from being obligated to aid federal law enforcement from any kind of gun grabs or gun bans. And pertaining to semi-automatic rifles, erroneously and intentionally termed assault rifles. A whole new slew of commies are supporting and pushing for this. They have come in with harmonious sounding names that falsely bespeak of serving the community. So, if you think it's just Bureau of Land Management, and if you think it's about the Bundys and grazing rights, no, 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 no. This is about every inch of soil, every drop of water in this entire country. Agenda 21 is still cooking away. You know, as I always do, I wake up, I turn on my computer, I check my emails, I have the Fox, F-A-U-X, news running in the background, or I'll flip channels to see what the other commie stations are talking about. Today, it's almost unbelievable. I turn to the Fox Business Channel, and I'm watching the market take a huge dump. And what are they talking about? Anything but that. And you and I both know what's going on in Europe. These BRICS, or the AIIB, is being put together, and countries, including Israel, believe it or not, are signing up to this new deal, the new economic structure. So far, Canada, United States, Mexico have not signed up, and Japan won't. I'm sure the phone call went over to Japan going, don't you dare even think about it. They've basically been little USA to the United States since World War II any damn way. And Japan has been having banking problems now going on a couple of decades, 15 years plus. So, yeah, Agenda 21, yes, they plan on implementing that. That is not a joke. That has been a long, thought-out, drawn-out plan that's being implemented piece by piece by piece. I don't know what this governor of Montana, I don't know what the people of Montana are thinking. Why haven't you run this guy out of town on a rail? I mean, cooking right at the bottom of this is the UN agenda, the Agenda 21. You've heard the horror stories about people collecting rainwater up in Washington and Oregon, actually being hauled off to jail or being forced to be shown up in court, and they're being fined ridiculously for just collecting water off of their own roofs on their own property. See, that water does not belong to you. Well, who does it belong to? Mr. Cloud? Mr. Wind Current? Mr. Evaporation off of the Pacific Ocean? Show me where you have right of claim to that. And I might consider, maybe a little bit, that you have some right to claim that as being yours, or it's not mine, and you make up a bunch of rules and regulations restricting me from its use, and you make that a finable or jailable event. Show me your ownership. Show me where that's yours to regulate in the first frickin' place. I can't do it. But that's not going to stop them. You heard about the Walmart flim-flam that's going on? They're shutting down 5 stores, one in Oklahoma, one in Texas. And they're shutting down 5 stores, and they're saying it's for plumbing work. And what many people believe that this is unions are trying to get in there, and Walmart isn't having any of that. So some interested individuals, curious individuals, went to search out any work permits for plumbing or renovations in any of these buildings. No permits have been taken out. And, of course, you understand that Walmart is going to do by the letter of the law and get permission and seek whatever proper paperwork that is necessary to do whatever. They're putting, I think, the numbers up to 2,200 people out to pasture here in Texas just by shutting down one of those stores. I don't know how that involves 2,200 people, but hey. Janky stuff. Just janky. That's my new word. Janky. The Chinese government will push for the yuan to become one of the denominations and settlement currencies for the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or let's just shorten that, AIIB. Beijing will also call for the AIIB and the Silk Road Fund to establish special currency funds and issue yuan-denominated loans. If the AIIB founding members cannot agree on basket currencies, China will allow the AIIB and Silk Road Fund to use the U.S. dollar as currency of settlement. And if you believe that, I've got some pretty property down in the swamps of Florida.
Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away?
Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long history. Wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I don't know. It makes me a little bit nervous when the government is buying up millions and millions of rounds. Back in 2013, the 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, including hollow point. Last year, DHS to buy 704 million rounds. That was contracted in 2014. 2015, they're buying 63 million more rounds. Now, some have speculated, well, that's to, you know, kind of drive up the price on the market up there for the gun owners of America. You know, the 80 to 100 million firearms owners in this country. Well, the Department of Homeland Security is going to purchase over 62 million rounds of ammo, typically used as the AR-15 semi-automatic rifles. M16, AR is the civilian version. Just weeks after the ATF was forced to back down on a ban of the M855 bullets, a posting on FedBizOps.gov this week reveals that the DHS is looking to contract with a company to provide 12.6 million rounds of 223 Remington per year for a period of 5 years, totaling 62.5 million bullets. Now, the solicitation itself explains the purchase is intended to achieve price savings over the current 223 Remington duty ammunition. The bullets will be used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents nationwide for training purposes. Yeah, but we know how government inventory is. That can be used for any purpose that they think is needed. 800-313-9443 is the number. It is a Friday, open phone Friday. If you got a topic you want to bring up, please do. Avail yourself of the opportunity to speak free while you still can in this country, because that's what this is all about. Free speech, baby. By the way, I have posted on the website that video I was talking about yesterday about the cop should have been charged with attempted vehicular motorcide. Let's come up with a new word for it. Motorcide. I've invented the word Breitbarted. Well, let's just go with murderside or motorcide. And anybody that watches that can just absolutely tell of a cop's attitude when he's even being told by his brothers in uniform, hey, back off, back off. No, not this clown. 50 miles an hour into a civilian. I don't know how the guy lived, man. I really don't. This is one lucky son of a gun. I was watching the news today, as I was talking about earlier. And it's more fluff than I've ever seen before. And as we've been discussing the last couple of days about what's going on over in Europe, markets taking, it's tanking. Not one word about the plans for the AIIB. Not one. And I think they're banking on people that pay attention to Bloomberg and pay attention to Fox Business, that's all they're there for. What's the latest stock prices? What's the market doing right now? And that's all I need to know. But I do notice the talking heads that are running these shows, and the look on their face when they're reading a teleprompter, what was scripted for them, it just doesn't seem to be that relaxed delivery like it used to be. You know, the relaxed lie versus the, I can't believe this is what I'm talking about. Wonder if anybody else is noticing what's going on in the rest of the world. Second hour National Intel Report coming up on this Friday, 800-313-9443. Use your voice while you can.
The circling the globe due to job loss.